Monsieur Marchand. Vous avez deux mots.
Captain Marchand.
Yes.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will be chairing your hearing at this time, sir, so get along.
Good morning, sir. Just for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us again, please?
Yes, it's Captain J. Marsland, 323-019.
Okay, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left, the Honorable Luis Quinones. Come down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Whithouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair this morning. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Westby. You can see Mr. Westby on the screen now, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether you violated the terms and conditions of your community supervision. In phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or to reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, the allegation on your warrant states that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision, number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report upon release from custody and to contact your supervising officer or duty officer at MRPO 460 North Mesa Drive, Suite number 211, Mesa, Arizona, by personal visit within one working day on or about December 7, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. So is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Marsland, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Agreed. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information with you and then get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
On December 7th, 2017, Mr. Marsland was released from DOC. He was arrested February 22nd, 2018 by PCPD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 22nd, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of July 4th, 2018, which reflects 77 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2017, disorderly conduct, 1 year. For no prior convictions, this is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary violations. All of the arrests on record have no charges been filed. His committee risk score is a G1B3.
Okay, so when you were released from prison, you were to reside at the Redone Halfway House, 2546 West Orangewood here in Phoenix. But to a parole officer called Reborn Assistance, and the manager stated that you never reported there to the Halfway House upon your release from the Department of Corrections. So they didn't have a last known address, so What happened? So what did you do when you got out of prison?
I got stuck in Yuma for a little while, and then I was released. I left Yuma when I got to Phoenix, and I ran out of time to show up for my parole officer. And I just, I didn't want to stay at the halfway house. I looked for another place to live. I didn't know what to do at that point. I did call my parole officer and talk to her. I didn't talk to the parole officer. I talked to this lady there. And she said it was too late at that point. So I didn't know what to do. And I just, I moved out to Payson. I went down my way up to Payson. And I was arrested on the day that you stated.
So what were you doing when you were arrested, sir?
What was it, you when I was arrested?
Yes, sir.
I was walking down the street, and somebody complained that I was walking down the street.
All right, and police pulled up and started talking to you?
Yeah, they just started talking to me, and I gave them my name, and they found a warrant for my arrest.
Okay. So, 77 days, so why didn't you go to the parole office?
What's that?
Why didn't you go to your parole office?
I didn't make it in time.
So the next day, why didn't you go the next day, sir?
Because I ran out of time. I did call and they said that I ran out of time. That I wasn't there in time.
All right, just a moment, sir. Mr. Weston?
There's a criminal on December 7th from a parole officer, Gardenas. It states that they found a car that stated he would be getting the shuttle from Yuma Mesa. CC Gardenas said the defender wrote his conditions, which state his report to MRPO within one day of his release. She directed the report to his residence to Rebar and physically report to MRPO on December 8th, 2017. So that was the following day. So the conversation on record that Mr. Marsden had with Officer Gardenas was she told him that he had until the next day to report, he never did.
Okay, so why did you go? What, I know you said you didn't want to go to a halfway house. Why did you want to go to a halfway house?
I just didn't feel comfortable with it. I felt that I'd be better off in Payson, Arizona.
So you have family here or anything, sir?
No, sir.
So you just kind of wandered the street? Were you doing drugs or what were you doing? Did you work?
No, I don't do drugs.
Did you work?
Yes, I did.
Where do you work at?
I was for a friend named Gary in Payson, not doing painting.
Okay, sir, I don't see if the board has any additional questions for you. So, seeing the board has no additional questions for you, Mr. Morrison, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, we're going to ask you to remain silent, but I would stay on the phone and listen to the conversation of the board as we make a decision, then we'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
Board's now in discussion. This is a case. It looks like this is the first time that Mr. Marsden has been involved with the criminal, well, with the prison system, and is in there for aggravated assault, disorderly conduct. He had, looks like he was pretty good while he was incarcerated for the time that he was there. However, when he was released, he didn't go to the halfway house. He did make an effort to call the PO's office, and they directed him to go to the halfway house, but he said he just didn't want to go to the halfway house, and he'd rather stay out there on the street. So he has no family. I don't know what else he would actually do if he was paroled or out of community service unless he stayed at a halfway house. But he was gone for 77 days. Had he not absconded for the 77 days and went in and talked to his PO, he probably wouldn't be in the situation that he's in now. But because he wasn't absconded for 77 days and didn't make any more efforts or attempt to contact his PO, I don't see him suitable for community supervision at this time. I'm a member of the rest of my colleagues. Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision, Mr. Marsden. by that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and lapses about to lapse into criminal rage or company. Then that he did abscond for 77 days, and we had no idea what he was doing during that period of time.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Marsden. So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You can hear the conversation that was actually taking place. You will be released from prison on July, is it July 14th? July 4th is 2018, sir. During that period of time, sir, you will not be on community supervision, and you won't have to report to parole officer when you're released, and you'll be able to move about freely and do as you will, sir. Looks like that you really don't have a lot to do with this criminal prison system, however. So I would just hope that while you're in there, make a plan so that when you get out, that you will be a productive citizen and not get involved in any more negative activity that will cause you to be incarcerated again. So we want to wish you the best of luck. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. Sir, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Thank you so much.
Okay, would you put your seal 3 back on?